this title, I think we should briefly unpack it for those that might not be aware. You know,
Yeah. Eric, as a charter member, do you want to tell listeners what the Mile High Club is?
The Mile High Club.
Sure.
It's when you get an airplane, you go up there, and you have sex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this one is deadly. And yes. I was wondering if, like, any of our, you know, any of the famous pilots we know and love, Sully Sullenberger, Treat Williams, John Travolta, are these people in the Mile High Club?
Travolta is a hard yes. That's a hard yes.
I think the Mile, isn't the Mile High Club more for like passengers, not so much for the pilots?
Yes.
This movie shows you that it's for the pilot.
Well, it's probably easier for pilots, especially in planes like this, to pull this shit off, right?
Really?
You're like, well, you're an independent pilot. Like, you get up there, maybe you take a significant other or like a booty call up there, you know, and it's like, my plane, my rules. Let's get going.
I'll tell you, the first time that something steamy happens in the plane, I had my alarms go off because I was like, this isn't sex. This is just Skyhead. This isn't like, like the end is what, like, for a minute, I was like, they fucked it up. They fucked it up so hard. And I was just like, finally, at the end, it actually happens.
Well, what are the bylaws in the Mile High Club? Does it actually have to be intercourse? I mean,
this is a great question.
I think anything goes,
Steve. Yeah. I agree with you.
Really? I would agree. Yeah, I think so. I mean, not anything. Like, you know, kissing, no. But like,
sure.
Contact, yeah. Like,
yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fingering, we're talking.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Any bases. I mean,
bases, third and up.
Oh my God. People, I just Googled Mile High Club meeting, and it's Jesus. Like people also asked, what qualifies for the Mile High Club?
See? Because people want to do it. They want to say that they're in it, but like you don't want to lie about it. I mean, because especially on like a commercial plane, like come on with those bathrooms, mm-hmm. everybody. Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. That's what like the real bragging rights about it is. It's not even so much like doing it, but being able to accomplish it in a commercial airplane bathroom. Right. Like, so the rules are a little out the window when you're in a private plane.
But right. Eric, what are the rules? What are the rules you're looking at?
Apparently, according to this that's popped up on Google, populating from somewhere else, it says there
milehighclub.gov.
You are so close. Milehighclub.com defines it as two people engaging in sexual activity at an altitude of no less than 5,280 feet.
Okay.
Altitude no less than?
Because I guess that makes it a full mile.
Of course.
So if you're in a hot air balloon, like, you know, 600 feet above, that's not the Mile High Club?
No. If you're in a Mile High Club, or if you're in a hot air balloon, joining or trying to join the Mile High Club is the least of your concerns.
Balls Club.
Mile High Club people probably make fun of the hot air balloon people, calling them like ballooners. They like just trying to get off. It does seem weird, but I kind of feel like you should get off. Somebody has to get off.
That's a good point.
Yes.
I strongly agree with that.
An orgasm has to be reached by one of the parties. Yep. That's
fair. Hey, balloon people, you wish you had what we had.
Well, now I'm imagining someone in an airplane yelling down to a hot air balloon.
Can only get up to a lousy 500 feet, huh?
If you like what you just heard and want to listen to the full episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies for all sorts of exclusive Patreon content. You get a unique RSS feed you could put into any podcatcher or podcast app of your choice.